number one of them interesting idea is Oyevis HaMishorim. Oyevis HaMishorim means people that like things, people are straight, not crooked people. Not mother, why that's one of the interesting idea. But you have to say that people that are trying to dray around when they have a hard gemara or hard rashbam or hard things, they'll just won't be straight, they'll try and dray out of it, won't be honest with themselves, listen to themselves, this is not what we want, and to work on to get a clear of stuff. And the other one is that somebody who is not Redevach HaKovid, somebody not Redevach HaKovid is not learning just for the sake of getting covered. Or another pshat is Redevach HaKovid, if he's always standing on his dignity, if there's a person who's lower than him, he won't want to speak to him in learning, because why should he tell me something I don't know yet? And that way he won't be kind of the tear, because he's not going to get a tear. That sometimes you have to learn it from people who are lower than you as well. So those are the two for today. How's it going? How's the sugya gone? Gemara Rashbam, you've learned?
We learned Gemara, we went to the Gemara, and most of them, we finished the Rashbam, we didn't get to...
Didn't get the end?
Roshanam.
And what's the view of Yossi? Are you holding? Gemara Rashbam, you did? Okay, let's see Gemara Rashbam. Maybe we'll take from there a bit today. So the Gemara says like this. Ooh, so many things. The Gemara says, Reb Yaakov bar Abba, Ikle lebe Yova. Reb Yaakov bar Abba came to answer the Rova, Chazi de Boruch Mekagofen, he saw that he made the bracha. He saw that Rova made the bracha, Mekagofen, I called the Kamo, on the first cup, the other bracha comes the bracha, and then he made another bracha on the coast of the bracha, which means on birchavodich, right? He made one bracha birchavodich in the beginning of the meal, and one bracha birchavodich after birchavodich. Vishti and he drank it. Omalei, Reb Yaakov said to Rava, Loma Lachtoliyai, why do you say two brachas? Habachlon, Ma'al Chodzim, you already made the bracha at the beginning of the meal. So why do you make another bracha? The first Rava answered him back like this. First Rava said, Omalei, Kiavina Beish Kalusa, when I was in the house of the Beish Kalusa, I thought that's what they did. Oh, you know, that's what they did. That's what we do. So why are you asking on me? Go and ask the Rishkalusa. That's easy. That's what's done. Amalei, he said there's no comparison. Says the Bianchi, we can't compare Rishkalusa to us. Amalei, Tainach Rishkalusa. In the house of Rishkulusa, Tochi of Dinon, that's what we did. So now there's the gifts of Agamon, the gifts of Rishenim, it's the same idea. Topic Maitilon, Topic Lay Maitilon. We didn't know if we'd get another cup of wine. So since we didn't know if we'd get another cup of wine, therefore we made one bracha, and then we had another cup of wine, we made another bracha. Tocha, Bahe, on one of Kosa, come on, the cup sitting in front of us. Vidata, none of it. We plan to drink it, right? You're the Balabos, even as Yossi pointed out yesterday. It was Rabba making the bracha. He's the Balabos, so he knew he's going to be drinking more. So what right do you have to make a new Berkberg off then on the wine that you drank after birth of the Mosin? Amalei, Ana of the Kitamide de Rav. I'm doing like the Talmud of Rav. We're going to see what that means in a minute. Talmidim of Rav. We're going to see what it means in a minute. But before we do that, let's hear Rashbam. And then we'll take it from there. Reb Yaakov Abba Ikle Beyova. Three lines up from the end of the Omid. Reb Yaakov Abba Ikle Beyova. Shabbos Haven. It was Shabbos. So I mean, like we're going to say soon. It really is quite irrelevant to us whether it was a Shabbos or a weekday, right? So why is Rashbam telling us it was a Shabbos? So just because of the Mem, just because of the Gemara Amud Beis that we haven't learned, we're not going to learn this week. The Gemara Amud Beis just says, like, Kimotel Abduli when he got to Abdullah. Who? What? When? How? What are we talking about? The answer is, this story was story on Shabbos and then got to Abdullah. So it really has no halachic ramification, Achoya. Has the Chayin halachic ramification whether it was a Shabbos or weekday. So it was a Shabbos. But I mean, it can make him also Abdullah. Alma, Kimikaras, the Shabbos, the Yoim HaYoichim. So we see that originally it was a Shabbos. They were eating on the Shabbos day, they were having a meal. And he would make a bracha al-kosa b'chosa on the first case and also on b'chzamaz. So he made on b'chzamaz. Why? B'chzamaz in b'ch olav l'b'sif, where we got the bench, where we got an afterwards. K'moy shon o'isim, like we ourselves do. Like we do. Right, so now we don't have any bowls. So, yeah, they have Yisur. Yeah, the thing is, this Yisur, Levi Yisur, is it's not the Yisur of our Gemara. It's the Yisur of Rishonim. That was it. We have a Yisur Sofik Maiselon, Sofik Loi Maiselon. That's our Sofik. That's our Yisur. But the Rashbam had slightly different Yisur. Loi Havi Yisur, we wouldn't know Yimaskin of Su. We never knew if we're going to get another cup of wine. Eloi. So we made a chibichisa. Kamo. And I made the broch on the first one. Lo yav et asaychu akos achina. I never thought I'll have another cup. But they call chad. Ketchila suzosui. Eat one like a new meal. That's why I had to make a new broch. This Rashbam is telling us a tremendous chiddush in the Gemara. Rashbam's understanding that he made the broch on one cup of wine. And then had he brought him another cup of wine a minute later, he would have made the broch on that cup of wine as well. And had he brought him another cup of wine a minute later, another because each one, he did not know they would get another cup of wine. Each cup, it was Nimlach it's called, each cup he thought, okay, that's it for now. Because he's not the Balabas.
So just have in mind,
right, so Yossi's saying, and Rafi is backing him up, there's a machlekes yishenim, machlekes achrenim, whether, what's the halacha if you're eating at a host and they bring you a cup of wine and you drink it, do you make another bracha again when you make another, when you bring you another cup of wine? Do you say, well, I'm not the balabos here, so who knows if I'm going to get another cup of wine? Or do you say, I'm not the balabos here, so it could be he'll bring me another cup of wine? Right, I'm not the one deciding it. If it's Barabbas himself who has a cup of wine and says, that's it. And then he says, oh, I want another cup of wine. He's certainly making you profit. But if you're a guest, what's the lot of your guest and the Balabos is providing you food, you have to make a new bracha. So, La Locha, like Rafi said, La Locha, we don't make another bracha. The Rashbam, there's also Shabbos house like that, holds either. Rashbam holds, if you're a guest and you gave you a cup of wine, since you've got no idea if you're going to have another cup of wine, as far as you're concerned, that's it. It's all the cups of wine you're going to be eating. And then he brings you out another one, you make a new bracha. That's the chiddush, the halacha that's coming up from Israel's Rav. No, Vayberdov. That is, the chiddush comes out from Israel's Rav.
Is it only by wine or by other
foods? According to the Rashbam, would be by other foods as well, but I couldn't talk about it. Maybe it can be mechalik between the wine and other foods. Definitely the Rashbam here is talking about by wine. So, that's the chiddush in halacha. The chiddush in halacha is telling us. There's also a chiddush in the pshat of the story here.
Mm-hmm.
What was the story here? Rava made a bracha. When did he make a bracha? It is in bracha chrenis, that he didn't make a bracha on every cup he got. Right?
Right.
He made a bracha oven on the first cup of wine he drank. And on the bracha of the mother. He didn't make a new bracha on each cup of wine.
He didn't drink any of it.
How do you know he didn't drink? He said he made the bracha on the first and last. He said he made the bracha on the first and last.
He's also the Mar. He's also the Balabais. So
Right.
So where are you going with
this? The Bala Bayis. Right. So this Mahalach of Rashbam is difficult, and that's what the first Tesis are. We haven't learned it together yet, so I'm going to leave it to you to work out. I'm just pointing out this Mahalach of Rashbam, which says the idea here was because of a problem of Nimlach, you change your mind, has a Chiddush and Halacha, but besides that, has a Chiddush and Shat and a Sugya here, because past the Sugya, Rava wasn't a Nimlach, Rava was a Balabas. He wasn't an Nimlach, and therefore he didn't make a Brach on every single cut. So what's he comparing it to? His Kulus for Nimlach.
Is there a difference between Nimlach and not knowing what's coming next?
Go on. Sure.
I'll go with that.
So the
Sugya
for it.
Change of mind.
Who?
The Balabas can still change his mind. He bore wine. He finished it up and he says, no, I've got a
thing. He's
not that
sure.
He says, oh,
what?
You've
not
got
a
fully nice bottle
in the cellar.
They guys, these seem to be,
okay. May I ask? Wine. Sure, your point has been made. You know, you're right. Balabas, of course, can decide not to drink more and then change his mind. But in the Gemara here, that Rava made the bracha. What was the situation? When did he make the bracha? He made the bracha on the first cup. And then when after that? Did he make another bracha on the next cup of wine he drank during the meal?
Possibly.
Well, it says in the Gemara, he made the bracha on the first cup and the cost of the bukhasa. Right? Did not say about what happened in the middle. Simple understanding is, he made the bracha once, and then once again in the end, but what he drank in the middle was potter with the first bracha. That's the simple understanding. She wasn't a nimlach. So what's he bringing her ayah from? Bringing her ayah from Rish Kulusa. Rish Kulusa comes with the Rashbans and being Mazvid, where nimlach at every stage of the game. So how can you compare the two? That's the kind of place to dance and everything you learn the truth about the church.
Is there a distinction between changing your mind and just not knowing?
Meaning?
You're a guest at somebody's house, so you don't know if it's coming.
Right. So
or you're a guest, or you're the Balabas, and you know there's plenty of wine here. But you drink your first cup, and you're like, I'm not going to have more wine.
Right. Vain again on Friday night.
Friday night,
a person makes Kiddush. For some people, drink wine during the meal. But some people never drink wine during the meal. So maybe Kiddush, then they decide they want another cup of wine. They have to make a new broth for every often, because it's vada they didn't have to ask to continue on. But what you're pointing out is a guest. A guest doesn't know whether he's going to get. So that's this machlik as you're saying it. As Bam learned, if you don't know if you're going to get, so as far as you're concerned, you're not going to get because you've got no way of asking for it. And therefore, the Rashbam here seems to ask him, you would make another bracha, which is just a thousand in Shulchan Aruch. The Taz holds that way. La Loch, we don't pass him like that. La Loch, we pass him that we hold that. Mark Avram and others, and no, since you didn't know if you're going to get, it means you could get.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, your Taz is whatever the Bala Bais is going to give you. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you would not make another bracha. Yes, I'm sure, second thing. Rashbam explained that the reason Rashbam explains it, I wouldn't know if I'd get a drink after the first cup. Eloi, on another cup. Rashbam that we read. Rashbam seems to be saying that they did not know whether they would get another cup. And therefore, if they would get another cup, they would make a bracha on the other cup. Rashbam sounds like he's saying, even during the meal, they would make another bracha. Right. So, it was also mentioned in Tesis. Yes, and when we get to Tesis, today after Shea, you should start in Tesis, and we'll go over it tomorrow.
I don't know if I was learning it wrong, but I was trying to. Why would it be on the left? That maybe Rabbi Yaakov was saying that, and normally he was saying that even though you would think benching it was halal das, but here, because you know you're going to bench halal kos and you have it in mind, you know, that should be an override. And he's saying, you know, maybe the override might be good if you knew, but here I didn't know. So if it's just stopped during a meal, you know, you can do whatever the balabas, you know, and you know, I have in mind that he might give me this, he might give me this, he might give me that, but that might not be enough to be an override on being for benching. The benching you need to have a real knowledge which he did have.
I'm telling you, saying the Rashbam's mashmal, they would make a bracha on another cup of wine even during the meal. That's what Masma from Rashba. Right? Each cup of wine I get is like a beginning of a meal. Oh, I drank a beginning of a meal, that's making me very big on it. That's what it sounds like from Rashba. Right? It's very strong. He answered back, if Yaakov said there's no comparison to Ishkalusa, to our story, and our story, Ishkalusa, but Met didn't know if they would get another cup of wine, he knew he was going to drink. So you should make a new bracha of Bari Biagafim. So he says, okay, you know what, I'll tell you why. We're back to the Gemara. I hold like the Talmidim of Rav. So Rav Beruno, Rav Hananel Talmidim of Rav. They were Talmidim of Rav. Have a Yossi Bistudoso. They were sitting in a meal. Koi Alayhu Revi'i Vistabo. Revi'i Vistabo was being mishamish them. Zodrash Bam Koi Alayhu Mishamish Alayhem. He was serving them. He was looking after them, like it says in the pasuk, "Oymid aleihem," which means that you was serving him. It's like mina v'meshamish that Avraham Avinu was oymid on the malachim, means he was serving them. And he used the lashon "Oymid aleihem," which means to serve. So "Koi alayu" means to stand on them. So obviously, the Rabbi Yehuda Saba wasn't standing on them; that means he was serving them. Amalei Havlon Unavoy. Has anyone got a riot for Rabbi Yehuda Saba? Was a Tamas Hocham or Stame okay. Any riots?
Yes.
Yeah, because what you're going to start giving them all joshes. So the interesting chiddush you see that a Tamas Hocham can be Mishamish Talmidim of Rav. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamish Yisrael. There was a Shver. That's so good. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamish. Right. They were. Rabbi Yisrael was also.
Hashem
himself.
Recovering from his wrist.
Okay, he was visiting him. Didn't say he didn't visit him. Shver Levi Yisrael. Omalei Havlon and Avoyach. So they said Omrulei. They said to him, Aleph Lamed can be confusing, but here it's Omrulei. They said to him, Havlon Unavorich, give us, let us bench, right? Havlon Unavorich, let us bench. The Saif Omrulei, they said to him, you know what, Havlon Unishti, let's drink. Give us some wine, then we'll drink. That means we change our mind. We're going to bench, but now we want to drink. Right. It doesn't say what he should bring to bring something to bench. So what that means, Nana Chayim, like you're saying, he wanted to say means Kesha Bracha.
The question is always going to say a statement. Question, one person said it, everybody
had to say it to be able to... No, they got to the end of the meal. There's Aleph Lamed, yeah? So Aleph could be Omarle or Omrule. The pastor said, they all said it to them. They didn't say the word. What did that?
Spelled out, Omrule.
Oh wow, my goodness. So, okay. So, fancy Gemara.
So that's the second one, the first one.
The first one's also.
First one?
Yeah. My goodness. So, bye. Even if there happened to be one person who said it, but the guy wasn't rude. They were eating together, and they decided to finish eating. So one of them said, no, bring along, let's bench. So whether it means bring to bench, bring the manachrenim like you want to say, or means bring the kishah bracha like he wants to say, it was quite clear they've got to the stage when they're benching now. So let's bench. The Soif Omrulei, they said, you know what, let's drink. Bring a cup of wine to drink. Amr Lehu, he said to them, Hochi Amr Rav, this is what Rav said, Yereba, Kivin Dom Ritzu, Havlon and Avoich, once they say, I mean, whoever the precipitant of the meal said, let's eat,
Havlon.
Let's bench, sorry, Havlon Avoich, Itzu Lehu Lemishtu. It's forbidden for you to drink. That's it. You can't drink. My timer, Teshitu tataychu. And Messias asked, Shalom came and gave his stuff and told them, you can't drink. Why? Because that's what your rabbi told you. You decided you wanted to bench, and now you want to have a drink of wine. Forget it. You can't drink. Why not? Because you have to bench. Says Rashba. Also, lechu lemishti. Alma. So what do we see from this? Well, this was the raya. This was get back and tuned in. This is the raya that Rava was bringing while Rava drank, while Rava made the bracha after he drank, after he said Birchas Hamazon. Why did Rava make a bracha after both Birchas Hamazon and after he said Birchas Hamazon? Because of the Talmidei Derav. I just want to point out, when we say Talmidei Derav, and we'll see that in the Rashbam a few times, we're not bringing a raya from the Talmidei Derav. We're bringing a raya from the Rebbe, from Rav Yehuda Saba, from Yehuda Saba. But from the case of Talmidei Derav, you'll see very often in the Rashbam, he talks about the Umzah of Talmidei Derav. We're bringing a raya from the story of the Talmidei Derav. The Talmidei Derav, Dafka wanted to drink with our bracha. But we're bringing a raya from the story that they do see, that they wanted to drink, and Rav Yehuda Saba told them they're not allowed to drink. Now why couldn't they drink? It says the Rashbam, you know why they couldn't drink? Because Birchas Hamazon is a hefsek. Says Rava, when I made the bracha of Birchas Hamazon and I want to drink, I can't drink without bracha. Because Birchas Hamazon was a hefsek. Who? They? Right. So there you see a Golsa game. They see even just having a mind to do Birchas Hamazon is a hefsek. Golsa game, if you actually said Birchas Hamazon is a hefsek. Right?
But they did the Birchas
Hamazon.
No, no. They didn't know that because it was on the course.
It's not.
Now.
So give us then. They didn't change their mind. Who used the word Messias Das all the time?
Well, he's right here. He's the Birchas Hamazon. You want to say, when I was Messias Das, I had in mind. So why don't we just say it's Hesbeck, like you said?
I mean, just like in my time, it's a speech of the title.
Yeah, why don't you say it's Hesbeck? Because the Rav obviously held that it wasn't a Hesbeck. Because I wasn't Messias Das, because I did have in mind.
So just to get your question clear, you want to know why the Gemara calls Birchas Hamazon as Hesech HaDas, even though it wasn't real, literally Hesech HaDas, it was more a din.
A din.
So if you bench, even if you plan to continue, but it's a Hesech.
Right. We should call it Hesech.
Right. Similar hour we had by Shinin Mokim. Shinin Mokim is called Hesech HaDas, even though it's nothing to do with Hesech HaDas, even though really your mind is continuing to drink, but the actual physical changing place is what calls it I hear the aura. So let's see the Rashbam. Also the Cholamishti. Alma says the Rashbam. Birchas Hamazon is a you have to make another bracha la'ach Birchas Hamazon after you're benched. So my mate says, Rava, that's why I did it. Because I had the Hesbech HaDas. I plan to drink.
Yeah.
I like the words that Mordechai said, the mechanical Hesbech HaDas. So then, that if you bench, you basically said that meal's finished. I've finished with the original eating. I've finished with the original drinking. So I can't now. If I want to start drinking now, it's really called starting again. Even though I planned to continue, but since I finished the previous meal, that's a type of Hesech HaDas, a type of saying that it with that meal, I'm starting again afresh. And again on Shavuos, yeah?
It may be early. I know.
One second, every time I just want to say, and again on Shavuos, that people eat, not everyone, some people eat milky and meaty meal, right? So they're obviously planning to continue to eat the meaty meal.
Mm-hmm.
But they mention between the milky and the meaty meal, that's Hesach Hadas, meaning I've now decided that's it of that meal. And now I'm starting a new meal. If it would be one big meal, I have a problem. Meat and milk in one meal, which I don't want to have. So I want them saying, this is the end of that meal, and I'm starting a new meal. Kilo, you must see a thousand on the original meal. Rafi Otiara.
Since the person's mind was on that he was going to drink it, we understand that he's going to do a bracha for all of it. Maybe the Bori Pri is not necessary.
Yeah, but that's what we've seen from Eve, right? And since it was the end of one meal, and that was the perfect offer which you made, and now you have to make a new perfect offer because you're first a Muslim, is a hashtag of everything you ate and drank beforehand. So when you start drinking, you have to make a new bracha.
Since there's a little machlokes going on, don't we usually take a
rabbinic to
the bracha? Machlokes? Because there's a down.
Rabbi, where's the machlokes?
Whether we should do a bracha before or after?
Where's the machlokes?
There's a disagreement of whether or not you should make a bracha. You mean not yet?
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. Where do we have the machlokes here that they make a new baby coffin? Rav Yaakov was asking Rava, and Rava answered him. Have a machlokes about it? Yeah, he said, well, how do you know? He said, because of Rishkulus. Rishkulus is not time. I tell you, because Tamid Rav. Tamid Rav said, you make new bracha.
So if there was a doubt, you would have pushed away.
I'll say again my question. Where do you see there's a doubt in? Right. It might be, but I'm asking you, at this stage in the game, where do you see it? Itself. Now the Rashbam very nicely adds in a little halacha here for us. Even though we pass and we learn from here, the birchas hamotzen is in asukis tudoso. It's a hashtag in the meal. You don't make a bracha of ala gefen before you bench. He has now a question. You perhaps could say somebody's eating a meal. He drank wine in the meal. Birchas hamotzen is a hashtag for that wine. So if I'd want to drink another cup of wine, I'd have to make a new brokerage offer. So where's my bracha achrina for the first cup of wine? So maybe you should have to say bracha achrina before you bench.
Covered with birchas hamotzen.
One second, that's it. It might be his answer. That's what his kasha was. Right? If you say that we'll have to make a new bracha b'ri'ah after benching, so of course you don't make a bracha ala gefen now, because the original b'ri'ah gofen I made is still valid after benching, and I'll make ala gefen after that. But if you're telling me now that after benching is like starting afresh, so where's my ala gefen? Where's my bracha achrina for the wine?
The assumption is that benching doesn't cover the wine.
And the assumption is, at the moment, before we get to the answer, that benching doesn't cover the wine. Now why should that be an assumption? Because if you make a bracha and then you have a cup of wine, do you have to make a new bracha?
Yeah.
On the wine?
Yeah.
If you have a cup of Coca-Cola, do you make a bracha on the Coca-Cola?
No.
So that means wine is not niftar with a bracha of bread. So it might be a havamina. It's also not niftar with a bracha achreina of bread. It means its own bracha achreina. You need to make a bracha mensholos. So therefore, before you go ahead and bench on the bread, let's go and bench on the wine.
Sometimes you can eat a piece of chicken and then bench a mosi, and then that piece of chicken is covered from birchas hamotzen.
That's true, but that's because really, had you had that piece of chicken after the bread, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the chicken. So that really is part of a bread meal. But I know wine is not part of a bread meal. All right, you need to make a bracha for it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you made, even if you made a bracha of bread beforehand, mm-hmm, you need to make a bracha on wine in the middle of the meal, because wine is more chasav. It's not nipta. It doesn't have a tzor from the bread. So maybe they got a bracha achrina as well. Maybe you got a bracha achrina also. You should make your own bracha achrina. Says Rashbam, no. Says Rashbam, you don't make a bracha for it. Lo yivo yivrocha aliyayin la'achov. Mikami denivruch b'chus ha'mozim. Why? The fear, she b'chus ha'mozim preach also, the b'chus ha'mozim passes it, I'm also pointing to that. B'chus ha'mozim passes it, why? Why should b'chus ha'mozim pass it? Why is b'chus ha'mozim pass it? See, there's a kal v'chayimah. Na'ashto achas me'en sholish tagilu. One of the chevers said this, oh, when we learned it, mentioned it first time. Say it for Rebbe. Achas me'en sholish. One bracha, which is just a me'en sholish. The bracha of alagetna that we make is a summation, or maybe the better word for it, a synopsis, that's the better word, of the Bechzamazin. You have all four brachas put in there in that men sholish. Why is it called men sholish if there's four brachas inside it? Men sholish means a synopsis of three brachas. There's four brachas in there. That's right, because there's three brachas there, right, sir? That's said of Neir Shalayim, and then there's a bracha to Rabbanon. So in Men Sholosh, we call it Men Sholosh. We have a Quran, there's four brachas in it. Aishmon Esa, there's 19 brachas in it. We call 18, just to mix people up. So Mela, it's called Ashach of Men Sholosh Sagilu. So he says, if already Men Sholosh is good enough, Achav Men Sholosh, one brach, Men Sholosh is good enough, Kol Shekein Sholosh brachas Atzmon. Certainly, if you actually say the three brachas, should that be good enough? So maybe when I say the three brachas on the wine, I'll be Yitzhak. So I'm saying on bread, and at the same time I'm saying on the wine, so I don't need to make another bracha.
The three bracha within Birchas Hamazon.
Yeah, in Birchas Hamazon has the three brachas. Amen Shalosh, the synopsis of
that.
So might as well just say the prophet starts with the prophet three brachas.
Right.
Calls again Shalosh Rambam. Azay Zod Rashbam. So maybe the Rashbam said, you don't make a bracha achrena on the wine. Why not? Because you will make a bracha achrena on the wine. What's your bracha achrena on the wine? The Birchas Hamazon, which is good for the bread, is also good for the wine. Although bread doesn't patter up wine. And it's true. But here, I'm saying three brachas for the wine. Just like I'm saying for the bread, I'm saying for the wine. He says, "Velach gedelis nami kotzav de leiboi v'vruchi birchza yain akrov ad lacha birchza mozim." The Baal Halachas Gedolis also writes that you do not make a bracha men sholish on the wine. You just bench and zel. And when you drink the wine, you don't make a bracha men sholish on the wine that you drank during the meal. On the bench, drink the wine after on the coast.
Without the bregoffin. Without the brachas on that one.
Both bregoffin?
Yes. And then source at the end of that one.
How do you know? Why are you saying that?
How can I cover one I haven't drank?
Right. So says Rafi, obviously when you bench, when you after your bench, then you have to make both bregoffin. And then, after you make both bregoffin, you make then another brach on men sholish.
One second.
That's what Alok is quoting, right? Alok is saying,
right.
Sounds like he's saying that after Birchas Hamazon you would say men sholish, but not before Birchas Hamazon. We will discover that about Alok is actually of the opinion that you do not say men sholish after the wine of Birchas Hamazon. A tremendous chiddush.
Did you say Birchas Hamazon?
You make Birchas Hamazon and that's it. You drink a cup of wine and you're finished. Tremendous chiddush. It's not the pastor of the way that's what I'm saying, but Jesus says like that.
So that you keep it in mind when you're saying.
Rambam said in Baal Halachas himself holds that if you made the wine, you had wine during the meal, then you bench. You made Birchas Hamazon on the wine that you benched.
Why?
Well, that's what I mean in Tasis.
It's obligatory enough?
I've seen Tasis.
Even without this top of number, I mean, wouldn't you be forced to say that
that she covers the line.
Why?
The whole crux of saying that you make a separate break for adopt at the end of benching is because when you're benching, you must have das from everything you ate. But if benching only went on chicken and potatoes, and it didn't go on wine, then you could easily say, of course I wouldn't skip das from my wine. Benching doesn't do anything. Yeah, it just means I'm skip das from my potatoes and my chicken. The fact that we're saying you have to make a break for adopt, it shows you you're skip das from your wine. It means that it covers the wine.
It means, you hear his question, very strong question. You hear his question, and Moshe is saying that if we say that Bechel Mazon doesn't really pass up wine, if that's what we're saying, Bechel Mazon doesn't pass up the wine, then the fact that I stand benching doesn't say that I'm not drinking more. Right? And then I would be able to continue drinking that above Bechel Mazon. So from the fact that you see Bechel Mazon passes up the Bechel Mazon is also de facto stop of the drinking, it must be there's something in Birchas HaMazon that is passing up wine. That's we must be saying that. The Lachir is not true. When I say I'm benching, even if I bench, when I say I'm benching, I'm saying I've finished with this meal. This meal included drinking and eating. And I finished with this meal. So if I want to continue drinking, I have to make a new Birchas HaMazon. So in this meal, when I drank, I had to make a bracha rishayna, and it wasn't included in the bread bracha. So maybe no, I didn't. You have a bracha chayna. There's other many. You should have to make a separate bracha chayna. And according to Rashbam, you do really have to make a separate bracha chayna. Just when you say the birchas hamazon, which is the same word for birchas hamazon on bread, that birchas hamazon also relates to the wine. So mainly you've been made to that as well.
What about the drinking during the Suda? 1, 2, 3, whatever they drink. Mm-hmm. Why not to keep in mind that I'm making on the last course that I'm drinking during the Suda? I'm not making new course on the Suda, during the Suda. My last course during the Suda is going to be because of the Birchas HaMazon.
During the meal?
Yeah.
How could that be? You're going to bench afterwards. And then you're going to bench. So then you won't be benching on a cup.
Yeah.
You're ready to drink with wine.
In other words, I'm stopping now.
You're saying that
before I said stopping now, I said this glass is going to be that I'm going to do.
Right.
I want to drink, that's why I want to drink. That's going to be my last glass that I'm going to do when I bench on a big glass.
If I understand what you're saying, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but if I understand what you're saying, let's say that that's not Masir Tas until he's finished benching and after he's drank that wine.
Exactly.
And that's the answer. The answer is that benching, by definition, is saying I've finished my meal. Meal includes eating and drinking, so I've finished eating and drinking. That's what benching is. By me saying, Havron and Vork, I'm staying, that's it with the meal. Now there's another din that when you bench, you need to do it on a kris. That's a din on the Birchas HaMazon. I like just about this meal, you have to do it on a kris. Birchas HaMazon needs a kris. But your meal already finished before you bench. So it doesn't help you to say, well, I'm also planning to have another drink afterwards, because it's a mechanical aspect. By me saying I'm benching, I'm saying my meal's finished. You don't bench until the meal's finished. Are you saying I'm benching and meal's finished?
I don't make it difficult to figure that you shouldn't make a bracha or half a bracha on the wine.
About halachas beilis.
Yeah.
A very difficult opinion, however, it's nothing to do with.
If it's completely finished, then it might make it nearly impossible to say what
he's saying. It's nearly impossible to say, however you learn it, because he's saying a chiddush. He's saying that you don't need to make a bracha achrina on wine, which is a kamat near impossibility. So we have to understand that that's going
to
be
interesting.
If you benched and had wine on that benching, you don't make a bracha. But we'll see that as we go. So that's the shitter. So one thing we have to know, and that's when we learn tesis now, not now, but this morning when you learn the tesis, you have to focus on this point. The Rashbam told us that the reason why you don't make another bracha achrina on the wine is not because the wine doesn't need a bracha achrina. The wine does need a bracha achrina. It needs its own independent bracha achrina. But the birchas HaMazon that you say can work just for this bread, also for this wine, because the words are the same words. So the birchas HaMazon can be for both. And if I would tell you a chiddush that wine needs men sholish, then you wouldn't have been able to say Birchas HaMazon, because Birchas HaMazon would not pass the wine. I mean, you say that it's also for the bread, but it wouldn't have part of the wine. Because if it said your chiddush, that wine needs to be said men shalish, and you can't say birchas amazon, birchas amazon doesn't part of the wine, then you'd have to make two brachas. You'd make a bracha men shalish, and you'd make a bracha also birchas amazon. You make two brachas achrenes. Yeah, if that would be the din. That would be the din. Just the Rashbam tells me it's a kavu choyma. If already en sholish works with it, then I might say brachas amazon as well. So if, for instance, I would say that I drank wine, and I would say brachas amazon. Kunz Rashbam, I say brachas amazon. Yeah, I didn't eat bread. I just had wine, and I said brachas amazon. Kunz Rashbam, yaitza. It's not close again. And that's going to be this thesis, the second thesis, on the Amud, which is going to focus on this point. Is it true, this point? Is it true that if Birchas HaMazon, if Ben Shonish works, and certainly Birchas HaMazon works, is that true? And let's see, I have to learn through, and then we'll discuss this again tomorrow. Let's go right to the Gemara. Amima, Mazutra, Ravashi, Havayosu, Suda. There are three Amoraim, great Amoraim sitting in a meal. Koya Alayu, Ravachabedu, Ava. What does Koya Alayu mean? Mishamas, right, attending them. Ravachabedu, Ava, and Mishamas. Amima, Baruch Alkol Kosa, the Kosa. Amima made the separate bracha for each cup that you drank. He drank five cups, he made five brachas. Mazutra, Baruch HaKosva Kamal HaKosva Vasa. Mazutra just made one bracha at the beginning and one bracha at the end. Which is like Rava. Hevashi, Baruch HaKosva Kamal Vasuloi. Hevashi only made one bracha and did not make a bracha of wine even after benching. Vasuloi Baruch, and didn't make any other bracha afterwards. Amalu Ravachvarova said to them, Anam Keman Nevid, I've got three Gedolim over here, who should I pass and like? Each one's got a different opinion. What are you meant to do? So each one explained their opinion. Amen, Mama. Don't bring your eye from me.
Who should I or who should we go?
Yeah, we. That's right. Ravash was the one that's serving. He means we is all Talmidim. Amema said, don't bring your eye from me. Ano nimlech ano. The Meta didn't plan to drink any more wine. I made the bracha, very very often, and then thought I'm not going to get any more. Then I decided to take more, so I made a new bracha. She got no eye from me. The reason why I made the bracha on every single cup, because each time was a nimlach. Each time I changed my mind.
Amema Amar nimlach ano.
Yeah, they
are.
You see the Bach? You don't have to read the Bach, but here's a Gosse Bach. So you see the other Bach? Ameima Omar, Ano Nimlech Ano. That's in the word. I changed my mind, I did.
Oh.
It's alright. It's okay. It's just the way of the Gemara speaking. Ano, me, Nimlech Ano. Mazutra Omar, Mazutra said, Ano. So obviously, Talmidim of Rav, I did like the Talmidim of Rav. Now look at the Rashbam here. We'll come back to the other Rashbam, but I just want to bring out this point. Talmidim of Rav, you see the first wide line of Rashbam. Talmidim of Rav, kahu uvzid el el. Like that case before. You mean that case? Because it wasn't the Talmidim of Rav. Talmidim of Rav was in the story that they planned to actually drink without a bracha. And he was saying that you can't. So like that uvzid el el. I hold like a Rebbe stuff. Back to the Gemara. And Ravashi said, no, I disagree. We don't paskin like that case of Talmid HaDerav. We paskin that if you make a bracha of Bei Vergofen in the meal, you don't need to make another bracha Bei Vergofen after Birchas HaMazon. We don't paskin again. And now he brings the raya for what's the raya. So what's the raya? Yeah, that, you know, you don't mean you're Raya from me. Because I was Nimra.
Everyone else is saying what?
Everyone else is coming with a din. The other ones will say, no, I wasn't Nimra, but you do have to make a bracha. I wasn't Nimra, and that's why you don't need to make a bracha.
How do you know that I'm not saying don't go like me?
I didn't mean that, don't go like me. I think you can't bring a Raya from me. Because I was a particular case, specific story happened with me. I was in Nimlach. So Mela, you've got a shayla what to do when you have lots of cups of wine, you make a new bracha. With me, each cup was a new cup. So Mela, that's why I made the new bracha.
Can we say that he's saying that was my shita?
What's my shita? My shita to be Nimlach. How can you have a shita to be Nimlach?
What?
How can you have a shita to be Nimlach?
He said to be Nimlach because it's like he's on the range of Lusa. You don't know what you're going to be getting in a cup of wine.
Is that the story that he was Nimlach, meaning that he really, since he didn't know whether he would get more wine, that is Nimlach, then I can... Yeah, but he also wants to say maybe there's a din in that Nimlach, meaning that he didn't know if he would get more. One second. I just want to say what he also is saying. He also is saying, when we say Nimlach, it could be one of two reasons. Either he made a concrete decision, he doesn't plan to drink more. Right? That's how I explained it. And if that's the story, then you can't bring from here and extrapolate to any other case. Because any other case, well, he didn't have this...
Right.
Decision, Samela, the
Gondanis.
Oh, he also wants to suggest the Nimlachron, meaning I hold that this is considered Nimlach. I hold this considered Nimlach, meaning I'm standing here. I don't know if you're going to bring me more wine. I hold in such a situation when I don't know if I'm going to get more wine.
It's not the lesson of the Nimlach.
He's explaining, that's what he said. That I'm holding in a case that I don't know if I'm going to get more wine. I'm holding. So that's considered Nimlach. That's Yossi wants to suggest Pshat. Now let's look at the Rashbam and see how the Rashbam says. And we'll see if the Rashbam says the Yossi's way. Rashbam says like this, Nimlach Ani.
Where is it? Just a minute.
For me, you know, let's all the Rashbams have a Yossi Bistudosa. Yossi Bistudosa.
Yeah.
It's not there earlier. Yossi Bistudosa. Have a Yossi Bistudosa.
The
Chayin. In a weekday meal. If anyone can tell me, why the Rashbam wants to tell us it's a weekday meal, I take off my hat to them. Why does the Rashbam say they're talking about a weekday meal? My kesher to the weekday Shabbos lots of meals and afkamina
the Shabbos. No kesher, there's no one try out the meal.
Afkamina.
In case you were going to say that there was a kiddush before,
so there was Shabbos Shabbos.
You were going to say there was wine before the bread.
It doesn't say there was wine before the bread, does it?
It says the cold. Do you know that the
wine? Maybe it was Shabbos Shabbos.
That's cold.
So?
No.
So how do you know it's soil? It's a very difficult thing. I've got no idea why the Rashbam wants to tell us we're talking about a weekday meal. And in fact, the Arishanim say we're talking about a Shabbos meal. So I don't know why the Rashbam is going out of his way to say we're talking about a weekday meal. Have a Yossi b'sudos of the chul. So he's sitting in a weekday meal. You see where he is, Rav? Sure, maybe they took it out of your Gemara.
I think they did.
Can't believe that, but maybe. Have a Yossi b'sudos of the chul. Sitting in a weekday meal. I'll call Kosta with Kosta, I'll call Pam. Every time, so you say to the Pesach HaModin, he was eating, drinking during that meal, he would make a bracha. And there was Mazutra, and then there was Avashi who made that on the bracha, not Avashi, then there was... That was Amema. And then there was Mazutra,
it's a weekday meal, that's why they're all making, they're all matching their own wine in the meal.
Why?
There was a kiddush that would cover any of that wine they were drinking.
That's all why. If you make a brach on every cup, you'd have to make a new brach on every cup, even if you made the kiddush.
You wouldn't have to make a brach on the first cup or any cups if you're covered by the kiddush.
You're not come to. I think you all be on nimlach. You won't be covered by the kiddush.
Right, everybody will be covered then. That's why it's a whole. Everybody get their
own. Why would you need any doubts of drinking?
We're all drinking. We don't have to do another thing. The three guys are doing
Sudas, and Kiddush. Okay?
If they're benching with a Zimun and one person ever benches for all three, why would they all be drinking this up a cup of wine at the end?
Why not? It makes sense to drink from the business of Muslim cup.
Okay,
so they're not
having their own.
Right, I back to the Azram. We get carried away here. The Muslim Rava, Yoldai Rava, Teboich Nami Leel. Rava was the one that made the bracha beforehand. You hear me, Yossi? Rava made the bracha beforehand. Akosa Kamov, Akosa Bechosim, the first cup and the last cup. And then he said, Nimlachani. Oh, so here we are. Let's try and see the other Azram. It was Rava that made the bracha. He had to stop if he made the bracha. Nimlachani, says Ashvam. On the second cup, Nimlachti, I decided not to drink. Nimlachti Nishtois, Shekvar Haveli Hesach Adas, there was Hesach Adas, Mishesh of Titi, Kois Rishayin. From when I drank the first cup, Chen Kol Pam Opam, Shesh of Titi, every time I drank, Nimlachti, I changed my mind. So the Rashbam definitely seems to imply there was a positive decision of Nimlachti. I'm not saying that Yossi is not right. The Pashas is like that. He's saying something is shit. I changed my mind. Not that every person should be changing their mind in this situation. I personally changed my mind in this situation. And then Mazuto said, I hold like Tamid and Rav. Kilta del El, like this case of beforehand, the Aleph Rava Mine, the Rava derived from beforehand, the Mibayne Bruchi, Akosa, the Bechosa, they have to make a bracha on the coast of Bracha Vreno, Ava Pisa Kva Bir Chayain, Shebesoich Ha Mosin. Even though you already made the bracha on the Yain, Toich Ha Mosin. So it's getting late. Let's try and do the Rashbam or the Lesser Tamid and Rav, but the Raya, which Rav Ashi brings, we don't have time for today. Rav Ashi says, let's just look at Tamid HaDirav. Keloyma. Keuvda the Tamid HaDirav. Once again, what's the Keloyma? When Rashbam tells us Keloyma, when Rashi says Keloyma, what does it mean?
It's a problem.
That's true. It means it's not a literal explanation. You have to come and elaborate, yeah? So, elucidate. Like in this case, the Gemara says, Ki Tamid HaDirav, the halacha is not like Tamid HaRav. It doesn't mean the halacha is not like the Tamid HaRav. The halacha is not like the story that happened with the Tamid HaRav. Kaloyim HaKuruz the Tamid HaRav. Now, the Bechaz HaMov and Lava Sukhi Daitu. Bechaz HaMov and Lava Sukhi Daitu. Bechaz HaMov and Lava Sukhi Daitu. Bechaz HaMov Haven Avarech. Even though he said Haven Avarech. Sorry, Limishti. You are allowed to drink. Tatilochi says Rashbam. Rashbam's going to tell us the halacha is not like Rashi, because Rashi is going to bring a raya and we're going to disprove the raya. So halacha is not going to be like Rashi. Tatilochi, let's talk about Rashi. Why? Is it coming to Rava? Umazut Rabbi Rava and Mazut Rabbi both held. I'm not like him. The Tzorich Lachzor in one opinion. Rava and Mazut have the same opinion. The Tzorich Lachzor Vilevoy Chalayayin Shebech Zamozim Boi Biagofen Kuminik Shalono. You do have to make a new bracha Boi Biagofen on the wine of Bech Zamozim, like our custom is. The Kivan Dorma Haven Avoyech. Once you've said Haven Avoyech, also Lemishti, it's forbidden to drink Ab La Acha Bechaz HaMozim. Until after Bechaz HaMozim, you're not allowed to drink.
What's called this previously?
Right. Right. Rabbi Yossi is asking a steer between a stack of a Rashbam and a stack of a Von Jacobson, which is quite a few thousand years apart. So yes, it's a good steer. The Rashbam here says that Kivan, the Omer Havan of voice, also the Mishti Adlach Abyss of the Muslim. If we go back to the story of the Gemara, they said, bring us a cup of wine to drink, to let's bench. And then they said, bring us a cup of wine to drink. To which Rabbi Yehuda started to say, one second, you ever said, you're not allowed to drink. If the halacha was like Abraham Jacobson said X amount of weeks ago, that once you've decided you want a bench, you're allowed to continue drinking. Just you have to make a new bracha. So what Rabbi Yehuda suffers so much up in arms about? They'd like a cup of wine, yes, and they'll make a bracha on it. What's your problem? So Rashbam says, pshat in the Gemara, it fits in the story better. The storyline fits better. Rashbam says, pshat in the Gemara is that once you've said you don't want to, you want a bench, you're not allowed to drink anything more. So if they ask for a cup of wine to drink, if you decide it was up and out, no way, you're not allowed to drink anything more. First bench. Right, so says Rashbam, that's a pshat here. Pshat in the sugi is, it's forbidden to drink before you bench. There's a din that once you decide to bench, bench! Don't do anything else. Yeah. Forbidden to get involved in anything else in the meantime. That's the shit of Rashbam. The kivan d'olma avon 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 amishti! Allah kabir kuzum olden! Which is very good with this story. Right. So that's one thing which is there. I'm not the mitzvah, we don't pass any rush. Right. Because you've got mitzvah, Ashi, see how can we look at the Rav. Rav, if Ashi brought a proof from the story of Rav, that Ashi is also me the Rav, to ask the question on me the Rav, like Chishon, to disprove them. Me the Rav, Rabon, from Rav, who was the Rebbe, and the Gemara refuted that, so we'll see this tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Come out of the Gemara of the Lui, with all the Yuchta, let us to Gerash. And then also all the Rashbam will do again tomorrow, because it's Gevoit in the Hampshire. So that's what the Rashbam is telling us. I'll go over what the Rashbam Baal says. Rashbam says we don't pass the Rashi. Why? For two reasons. Number one is, Mazutza and Rava did not hold over Rashi. She got two against one. We pass that Mazutza and Rava. Number two, is Rashi wanted to find a Raya for his Shitta from the story of Rav, which is coming up. And he was saying that you hold up Tamid and the Rav, you're wrong, because Rav himself didn't know about that. And then the Gemara refutes that truth. And says, you got no Raya from Rav, so Tamid of Rav is not the same case. So since that's a shift in the Gemara, if the Gemara brings the proof and then knocks out the proof, then the halacha is generally not like the one that brought the proof. Since the Gemara refuted his proof, Shalok is not like him. So we have Tommy the Dirav, we have Mazda, so we have Rava, and we have Rivashi, who is against the Tommy the Dirav. Rivashi tried to find the proof to knock out the Raya of Tommy the Dirav, which the Gemara refuted that. And so we go back to the Tommy the Dirav. Halakha l'maisa after Pe'ifegofen, after Pe'ifegofen, you do make a Pe'ifegofen. But the chiddush that came out from this Rashbam, which could be in a gap, as halakha is, and once you've decided to bench, instead of Avraham Avoyev or Maim HaKoyin or whatever it was, once you've decided you have to bench, you're not allowed to drink beforehand.
But you can't have bread.
You can't have bread either. Can't have anything. Nothing. If you decide to bench, you have to bench. That's the shit of the Rashbam. Now, we're going to stop here. Those who haven't seen the riff yet should see the riff. The riff has a different shitta. And then, once you've seen the shitta of the riff, move on and get to the end of where we're meant to go in the Gemara. You can start placing sins. Even without the Gemara brachas, you can do the first places.
Which one?
From the Loi Havi Yatisu. Oh, Baruch HaKosa Kama, sorry. Baruch HaKosa Kama.
Baruch HaKosa, okay.
Ahmed Allen.
Lo yavi yadisu, or if we say at least, you can do lo yavi yadisu without the Gemara brachas. You can do lo yavi yadisu without the Gemara brachas. You should then learn the Gemara brachas that we gave out yesterday, and then you'll be able to do the tesis baruch hakosakama and the tesis amal da'avdi kisamida derav. Here, I said, no, this, I corrected myself. This basis you can do even without knowing the Gemara and Brachas. Right. Once you've done the Gemara and Brachas, you can do this one and this one.
Ah.
Okay? Alright?
What did you say was a flaw in Gemara when they
bring it? Gemara is if somebody tries to bring a raya and the Gemara knocks away the raya, generally the halacha is not like him. So the fact that the Gemara went out of the way to refute his proofs, generally not.
So could it be that the reason why it's flawed is mentioned
why it's flawed?